because that you're referring to a tool, the pressure washer.
Pressure washing.
Yeah, pressure washing services, things like that. But am I buying keywords? See, my cousin sold keywords, so I know quite a bit about keywords. Am I buying the keyword? How's it working?
Hey, Dave, that's a great question. I'm sorry to buzz right in here, CJ. So I'll go ahead and take Dave from here. I appreciate it. Hey, Dave, how are you doing today? My name's also David, so I hope I didn't startle you there. But I jumped on the line. I'm a director here in charge for the state of New York area. Reason being is because, you know, Mark, he does a great job, right, of outlining, you know, the basics, things like that.
I understand exactly why you jumped. This is, I worked with my cousin. He sold keywords. He had like 90 dialers. I get the whole... I understand what's going on. We'll just put it that way.
Okay. Great, Dave. We'll go ahead and get you the information you needed, right? So I see your Google business profile, right? You already got 17 reviews. For some reason, I see two Google business profiles for you there. Is there any reason why you created two of them?
No, but there's no reason. Mainly because I'm busy and I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I thought maybe your cousin had helped you create it, things like that. But that's definitely – we're going to want to turn one of those off, and I'll tell you why. What Google ended up doing is –
You passed away, or we probably would have. Sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, I'm sorry for your loss, partner.
Yeah, you know, that's okay.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I'll help you here now. The reason why we want to not have two on, Google can flag one or both and then take you off of Google. It'll be so hard to get you back on because, I mean, once you're suspended, it takes like months unless you get a company to do it for you, right? So that's going to be the first thing that I'm going to recommend for your business, right? Now, I see you're doing good. You're starting off with 17 reviews right now. You have 4.8 stars. What we do is not only will we get you on that first page and get you the clients, we'll also go ahead and manage your online reputation, right? Now, when you're talking about Google and keywords and, you know, search engine optimization, These listings, what they come with is an umbrella of services, and you get them all at a discounted rate, okay? So I'm going to send you out our pricing page real quick. I'll send it to you through text. That way you can kind of see what it is and the details, how much they are, and what they entail, right? It's always easier to see something than just hear about it. So I just text one out to you. Feel free if you'd like to pull it up. Now, with this listing, you're going to have up to 50 miles, that's 50, where we can get you that first page placement, all right? Now, it's unlimited clicks and calls. You won't be charged per job, nothing like that. Now, as far as the services that are included, we'll be looking at Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. So Bing and Apple, you'll have first page placement as well, and we'll also activate you for Siri and Alexa. Those are your voice searches. We'll literally cover all the bases for you. Now, what you're looking at on that plan is going to say Platinum, right? Now, the Platinum is advertised at $5.99. You qualify for some discounts here, and that's why I jumped on the line so I can apply them and just kind of go over them with you. Now, with the discount that I have here, it is going to give you 50% off. That brings you down to $299, and you stay locked in on that rate. Now, as long as you're with us, you'll always be on that front page, and customers will be able to find you. Key is as long as they're searching within your service area, right? Now, for any reason you decide to leave us, you never be wiped off of Google. Obviously, that's all your profile, things like that. You just slide to the back pages. It makes sense, right?
Okay. So when I'm looking at this page, the first one I see is VIP.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, $1,100?
Yeah, that VIP package, that one comes with a Google Ads budget, like a pay-per-click budget. I'm not going to really recommend that one for you right now because if you were selling, like, power washers, like the actual equipment, maybe like nozzles,
right,
guns, things like that, then I would go ahead and recommend you to put a pay-per-click ad where we can actually show what you're selling, right? Maybe people can have an opportunity to buy it. But in this case, we want to bring you customers. We want your phone ringing, and we need to bring in business, right? So I'm suggesting the flat rate. Now, with the flat rate, That one, like I said, you're not charged per job, per call. We give you that first page placement. We activate you for all your directory submissions, and you're able to filter and cherry pick the business that really fits for you. Right? You don't have to worry about a pay-per-lead cost associated. That's kind of the major advantages of being on that flat rate. Not just that, it comes with the website.
I don't see the flat rate.
The platinum package?
Hold on. I see VIP, Ideal, Ultimate, and that's it.
Okay, man. Go right through there.
Unless I have to go up here. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not seeing. Locals, SEO.
See, I'm paying Angie right now. I think I pay him about $500 a month. And okay. I do get leads through them. And that's pretty much how I've been running my business for quite some time. A lot of times in the summertime, I still have to pay them because it's like, you know, it's a contract and whatnot, but I do get calls through Google, but when I have a friend look me up or look up, paint services or whatever, if I'm in Corning and, or, which is, you know, 10 miles away, I don't come up first. I come, you know, you have to click more or search for more or whatever. I may come up. I may not. When I first started out, I realized that Google likes, updates on when, you know, likes you to update your page or whatnot. And I don't do that very much anymore. I just don't have time. I have repeat customers. I'm staying steady for the most part, but I'm not growing. You know what I mean? Like I have two guys that work for me under the table. That's it. But I kind of wanted to get more into commercial work. I mean, not that I don't do commercial work, because I do. Commercial companies call me, Buffalo Wild Wings to, you know, power wash awnings, you know, to bid on jobs or whatnot. But it's here and there. It's just, you know, two or three a year. So, you know, I do a couple hotels here and there, Marriott hotels. So I'm trying to get more into commercial work. And, I'm not sure how many, commercial companies that actually, you know, commercial companies normally have the money to pay for marketing experts or whatnot, and they're not going to go on Angie, you know what I mean, to look for a power washer for a business that they may own. So,
sure.
I mean, that's just my experience anyways.
And you're hitting the nail on the head, and here's the deal, right? So let me explain a couple things to you, all right? When it comes down to Angie's, right, at Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Yelp pay-per-lead services, these are all what you call directories, right? So they're basically a library that's on the internet, right? Now, Google is the ecosystem that feeds the entire internet. So listen to this. They are all Google's biggest customers, right? Now, the reason why you know this is because they purchase those same keywords in ad space. So when you do a search and you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll find the Home Advisor listing, top 10 best home painters near me, right? Everybody knows your phone is registered with your phone and information. So as soon as somebody clicks there, now they're in their database and they're a lead. So now they can sell that phone number to 6, 7, 8 different companies in the area, right? When in the first place, that customer already scrolled to the bottom of the page anyway, right? Now, when you're looking at the bottom of the page, you scroll past those very top pages. Most of the reason why is because you feel like, oh, well, they're probably too expensive for me, or I'm really looking to pay, or just I don't want to pay a lot of money. So these are the biggest companies. Let's not call them, right? Well, if you're looking for high-end customers, then that's where you want to be placed, because you want to deter those types of customers from your business and make sure you're attracting the right type of clientele. That's what Google Verified does for you, right? Now, the reason why I'm going to go into Google Verified now is because everything you said is a part of that program, only better, right? So when I say it's better, here's the deal. And when we go into like the pressure washing category, I got to ask you a very specific question. Do you offer window washing as a part of your services with the power washing?
No.
Not at all. You would not be willing to do it, even if it was commercial.
No, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it, but I don't specify it.
Okay, so here's the deal. With Google, it's one of the biggest search terms out there, right? Businesses are always looking for it, and it's associated with the power washing vertical. I can bring those leads to you at only $15, and that's for a qualified lead. You're only going to pay for it if you successfully get a client with the appointment. The client calls you directly, okay? So the way that it works is once your business is partnered with Google and they pair you with a client, what the client hears is you're now being routed to your Google Verified contractor, right?
How are they routing? Are they routing the numbers directly? I mean, do they give you
the call does not come to us or me. So basically this is how it works. You're going to be paired with the customer through the Google Verified network, right? Now customers have a couple of different options of getting hold of you. And then you have the options of how you want to receive your leads. They can either call you, email you, or text you. You can either accept leads through all three ways or only phone calls or only emails, whichever you decide, right? Now, with that being said, say we're opting in for the phone call, which 98% of my customers are doing phone calls, right? So you get that phone call, the customer calls you directly, AI is going to automatically start analyzing that phone call as you're taking it. Now, if in fact at the end of that phone call, you're able to successfully get an appointment with that client that goes through, your budget is then deducted at the rate of $15 for that lead. Now, if they call you and they ask you for a service that you don't provide, maybe the job is too small, you're not able to do it, you can reject that lead. Your budget's never charged for it, right? They call you, say, unfortunately, I don't do that service, or it's something that we're not able to provide. You never charge for the lead. That's what makes this so beneficial. We're not just sending you a phone number and charging you for it. We're not getting you old contacts. We're saying, we'll put you in front of a well-qualified customer that knows you're the only person that's coming out to help them. So as long as, you know, you're fair with your customer, you give them good pricing, you're going to be able to close down that client because they're not there shopping for 6, 7, 8 companies to come give them the steepest discount. They don't want that many people in and out of their property. What they want is one verified company that can just get the job done right. You know what I mean? And that's really what we look for. Now, in the painting vertical for house painters, I can get those at only $32 for a qualified lead. So literally, we'd be able to put both verticals into one budget, right? And that one budget would cover you for both types of leads. Now, there is some insurance requirements here, right? So they're asking for at least $250,000 in general liability for this program. You carry any?
I got $2 million.
Attaboy, that's what I like to hear. You see, and those are the businesses that we work with. As you can tell the difference, we're not going to take on a business in this area that is not carrying insurances. We're not just going to take on anybody that says, hey, I purchased an electric pressure washer for $40 down at Home Depot, and I'm going to go and start. not going to happen.
No,
here.
I did it right. I went down to the, first off, when he said something about, he said he licensed. You don't have to be licensed to power wash homes or businesses in this area. You just have to have insurance. And same with painting.
For sure. There is no licensing required. I guess he should have rephrased it to your business is a registered LLC, right? Because that's
right. I'm not LLC either. I'm a sole proprietor. I registered with
with my sole proprietor work.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to go. I kind of want to switch it to LLC so I can, basically tear
relieve yourself of the risk.
Right. A ladder falls off my friggin' truck, something like that, going down the highway.
Exactly. That's the beauty of the LLC. I'm in my late 40s. I've been doing this a long time. I work with a lot of business owners. Here, we're A+ Better Business Bureau rated just to start off. And I mean, secondary, we get more businesses verified and working on the Google network than anybody across the country every day, right? So, I mean, these services, we can definitely help you with. I have the availability right now, right? So, I mean, it's something that we can get done. Here's what I'm going to do for you there. If you decide to go with the Google Verified, I'm going to bring you your monthly rate down to only $249, okay? It's going to have all the services that we were already talking about, so I'm not going to pull anything out. Now, what you will have is that additional application fee. That's a one-time fee. That one's $250, okay? So you'd come in at $499, and then you'd be at only $249 a month after that. Once that application comes back as accepted, you'll be able to set the budget at that point. And then you can start drawing from your budget for those leads. Right? Now the application can take about 45 days to go through because Google's going to get you fully vetted and upgrade your business profile.
That's background check and all that?
Yeah, that's background check, that's insurance submissions, and then they go to your business profile and they upgrade it, right? So if you do a search right now, it says House Painters Near Me, you'll find like Horizon Home, Elevated Builders. These guys are at the very top, right? Joseph Rivers Painting. There's only three companies right now in your area running Google Verified for painters. So, I mean, the leads are going to come in. It's the competition is not going to be really stiff, right? But when you look at Joseph Rivers, you'll see 319 five-star reviews, right? And that's why he's running this program. So when you see, you click on his badge, on his profile, you'll see that blue badge that says verified. Then it'll say, you know, pass background check, you know,
Google has verified,
Exactly. So Google is now building those three levels of trust with the customer, and then they're just going to route them over directly to you. And that prompt that they hear really helps out too. You know, you're now being routed to your Google verified contractor. They can call anybody off the local master. They're not going to hear that, right? And that's what really makes a difference for these companies and why they're able to close at such a high rate. And they continue to run this this actual program. You won't find them on any other directories. I mean, they know it's a gold standard for the small to medium-sized businesses.
Well, hell, I'll tell you, you know, I've looked at posts and forums or whatnot in regards to Home Advisor. And, you know, just strictly contractors talking about them and how much they can't stand them or this or that. And I did some research on it as far as close ratio goes and their close rate. I mean, the highest close ratio, in power washing and painting business is like 65% and mine's like 93%. So that's why they don't like them because I don't mind paying the money because I close 93%.
I was going to say, you're the guy. Yeah, you don't like because you're the guy closing the deals. And you see, so here's the deal. If you can do good on Home Advisor and Angie's List, you're going to kill it in Google because now we're cutting out the middleman, right, which helps you really cut out some of those costs there. And if you actually...
Well, that's kind of why I took the call today because they changed their format. Angie changed their format. Now it shows that you have a budget. You know, for the amount of money I pay, I got a budget. It's probably in there, hon. Okay. They have a budget now. Like each lead is so much money, and it wasn't like that before. I don't know. I'm just getting tired of it, and I'm not progressing. I realize that I'm dealing with a middleman, but for years now, it's been working. You understand what I'm saying? It's kept me. I can go eat steak when I want, but it's not putting me where I want to be. I'm getting older now. I want to be able to hire some guys. And, I want to close deals on my boat while everybody else that goes does my work. I can't do that with this company, with Angie's and whatnot. I got to go do the work pretty much myself.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. So, I mean, really, if the goal is growth and being able to get some more guys under your belt, this is the program that's for you, right? If you look at the guys there, I mean, that's what they're needing too. They're running 2, 3, 4 trucks. You know what I mean? Making sure that they're able to take care of the influx in business. I mean, that is one question that I would ask you before we move forward is, I mean, in the event that you do take this listing today and we start getting you set up, I mean, would you be able to handle the influx in business?
Probably. I can pretty much do anything I put my mind to. So if I'm the kind of person that like I don't know. I guess I don't know how to explain it. When I want to go make the money to pay these bills that I have or whatever the case may be, if I get down and I start getting worried, I know how to stop to cease whatever's going on and go handle my business and make the money. So yeah, I would say the answer would be yes for that. Whether I have to get on Indeed and hire people, or hire some people to help me hire people, whatever the case may be, I'm sure I could do it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I mean, then I feel comfortable being able to move forward with you as well. Now, just some of those benchmark rates, right? I know that you were saying you did some research. Have you ever used like Gemini, AI, any of those things?
No, I pay for ChatGPT. I pay their premium.
Gemini is also, Gemini is like Google's AI, right? And with that one, Most of the time, in most cases, it's free unless you're asking like something really complicated. They'll ask you to like upgrade, right, or create certain types of media deals or whatever, right? But the reason why I'm going with that is, I mean, when you type in, you ask about Google Verified, you know, you do that actual research. I mean, it tells you flat out, right? The closing rate is, it is significantly higher than standard web leads. And it's for the simple fact that these leads are pre-vetted and they're often high intent, right? Now, when you're talking about closing rates, lead to contact, you're looking at 95 to 100%. And that's where you get the lead and then they contact you, right? Now, lead to appointment goes to 60% and appointment to close is about 55 to 75%, right? And that's for Google Verified companies right now in the area. And in your, with your situation as well as your closing, I'm in HomeAdvisor, it's going to go even higher, right? I mean, if you look at that search, HomeAdvisor is literally fourth from the bottom. So, I mean, that's telling me that all I got to do is get you in front of some good customers. We're going to make some good money. Right? So definitely excited to be able to help you out. I mean, is $4.99 something that fits the budget? I mean, is that something that we can get started today?
Well, not today. You can't. No, I'm in that predicament where I just got out of the winter season. Okay. And that the winter season's slow for Dave, and I spot grind. Which that's another thing I need to, I do want to build a website and I do want to change my name to ESG. It's a little bit easier. I spot grind worked for a while, but as far as the money goes, okay, I need a couple weeks because I have lined up jobs. I got out of, I was breaking. I was taking a break, man. I was in and out of the hospital for a short time. It really sucked and I'm now recovered for the most part, but I took a break. I had some money in the bank and now that money's pretty much gone. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, I just started getting back on it, calling leads and setting up pressure wash, jobs and whatnot. So I actually tomorrow I'm going back to work, if you will. I got a contractor doing a job, HVAC job for me, a subcontractor. He's supposed to be done Friday. I'm going to say he's going to probably be done next Wednesday. So that's going to give me some good money when that's done. So I would say 2 weeks, you call me back and I'll be ready.
Okay, that'll work. As far as like programs, I mean, are you more interested in like the Google Verified, you know, flat rate? Because I mean, here's what I can suggest for you, right? With the flat rate, basically you'd be able to get on and get started. That one sits at, I'll be willing to go in at $249, right? If, simply because I know the goal is to get to Google Verified, right? So, I mean, if we start at $249, create that return on investment for you at that point, you know, we'd be able to upgrade. Now, once you're a customer with us, I can offer you a discount, on the upgrade from $250, it goes down to only $125, right? So that might be able to help you out there. It's an option. It's on the table. I mean, just let me know what you think.
Well, I actually really didn't understand what you said because from my understanding it's the background check and all that, that's $250 up front and then that it's just a one time payment. Correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, and then, so basically, and then it's $250 a month.
$249 a month, that's right. After that. So basically I keep you in at the same rate. So what I'm saying is instead of coming in at $499, since right now you are coming off of a break, so you needed some time to get that money back in order. You come in today at $249. Now later, you know, a couple weeks, say, hey, you know what, Dave, I made some money. I'm able to get this going. Then instead of doing $250 for the application, since you're already a good standing customer with us, I can offer it at 50% off.
You're talking about to get it done today.
Now,
I sold cars for 17 years. I realized that, you know, don't let the customer leave. Trust me, I understand, but I'm leaving today.
I don't even make commission, Dave, to be honest. So for me, I got you. I hear you going with that one, right? But for me, so I went to UTSA, right? And I have a business degree there. So I don't get commission, right? My job here is to really just help build the businesses and identify the right type of business owner to list on the network. So Google changed all of their actual stipulations and things over the past few years because of the liability that they had. Right. They used to run a program called Google Guaranteed and they were literally recommending businesses and some of those businesses weren't holding up. So clients are going to hold who responsible. the people that recommended the business, right? Which is Google.
Right, yeah.
So these are different precautions that they take, right? But rest assured, I mean, it's not me pushing you or anything like that. It's me trying to get an opportunity for you, right? I mean, if it helps you out in the long run, great.
My next job, like I said, I'm starting it tomorrow. Actually, I'm starting the day after tomorrow. I realize that tomorrow is not isn't only going to be 40 degrees. So the following day, it's going to be a little rainy, but it's going to be 50 degrees. So I'm heading up to Ithaca. I have enough frigging gas, gas money. I drive a 6.6 2021 turbo diesel. And
boy, so do I. Is it a Ford or a Dodge?
No, it's a Chevy.
Chevy 2500.
Black 2500 blackout edition. Z71 is badass. But
nice, yeah.
The gas is ridiculous in it, and I literally have enough cash right now to get my ass to that job and back. So, but
I was gonna say, man, we're driving at 2500 around New York. That's gonna be you're gonna pay some money for some gas. I'm in Texas, right? So we're big truck state, right? I drive the.
You're a blue state, you know. Good for you.
Yeah. So we gotta be tough.
Yeah.
So. Everything's a little bit tougher nowadays, right? So it's not like anything's lighting up on us.
But listen, you call me back in 2 weeks. I'll be ready for you.
All righty, man. We definitely appreciate the opportunity, Dave.
Yeah. So yeah, if you call me back direct yourself or whatnot, what's your name?
David.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ! Sorry. Last night was a tough night. I'm Irish, so it was a long night. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. You had a good one. Yeah, Patty's Day.
Yeah. So yeah. Matter of fact,
green beer.
Not this coming Monday, but the following Monday. David, give me a call back on that day, and we'll start this process.
Okay. And if you have any questions before that, I believe I emailed you already, right? Let me make sure.
Oh, you texted me.
I texted you. Let me email you. What I'm going to email you is the actual proposal. I want you to have it online.
All right.
Down at bottom, you'll see our 877 number and my extension.
Okay. That's ispygrime@gmail.com.
Yeah, ispygrime@gmail.com. Okay, so I'll get that one out. Expect it here in about the next 2 minutes, and you'll be ready to rock and roll. If you want to call me before 2 weeks, feel free. Just dial my direct extension. It'll bring you right into my office.
That's great. All right, man. Thanks for explaining everything. I appreciate it. And yeah, I've already been thinking about cruising over. I just asked my ChatGPT. Yesterday, day before yesterday, day before that, I can't remember, but it's recently. I was like, "How the hell do I get Google verified?"
So you were looking for the Google verified program. Yep.
Oh yeah, yep. I already knew it because I was like, "I was asking, how do I get top? How do I get my company to come up first?" I already know that it has something to do with keywords, but I don't know everything. I don't know shit. I know enough to know I don't know enough.
There you go. That's one of my buddies, and he probably is a lot older than I am, but that was one of his favorite sayings, right? So I know enough to know that I don't know enough.
That's right. Yep.
I got you on that. But I mean, I'll tell you what, then on the email, I'm going to go ahead and send you out the Google verified proposal. So that way you have that one online instead of the flat rate. Okay.
Okay.
And do you want to see the details for the power washing and the painting? Or you want one versus the other? You want them both? Okay, I'll send them both over to you.
No, I appreciate it.
All right, Dave. Have a good evening, we'll talk to you soon.
If I don't hear from you, or if I land something else in the meantime. Matter of fact, if he gets that damn HVAC job done, went by Wednesday. He says Friday, but like I said, by Wednesday, and the customer pays me up. I'll call you right away.
There you go. Okay. Sounds good to me, partner. It's going to be out to you here in the next couple of minutes. I'm just putting together your actual details for the cost of leads and monthly minimum budgets. Okay?
Thanks, David.
Absolutely, Dave. It's been a pleasure, partner. Have a good evening, man. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Yep. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.